Jasmine. Malka. Hi, Malka.
Good evening, how are you?
Good. Shavua tov.
Of a toe. Hannah.
Hi,
Hi.
Shavua tov.
Shavua
Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Alephet Gimel Yitzchak Tzadik Kabel Rinas Amcha Sadvenu Kaharenu Nora Shufre Shayan Shem Tzat Nun Na Gidor Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Tzaditat Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berol Tuha Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geyer Lamcha Pnei Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hezayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Kalumot Shinkufal Sadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Bechanu, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Noser Chesed La'alafim, Nosayawon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty through the verse 29 in Parashat Yitro from the Zohar. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte b'tilu urkimu utilu utilu urkimu l'yakta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yichuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu. Kunene aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar bekama atar tanenan dekucha. Perihu koma deela witata. Kola yihu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leilach mila b'yalma divae barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga v'ya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun v'kola yitzterif Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, our current year. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. Which is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayithal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar achoti, udlabev le'ene, shite levivot. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chakati odiacha, wa'awoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohewahe, wi'ata nasata, awon chatati selah. The energy of the year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is known as the year of the goat. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. There's a verse in Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, that has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. In this verse, the letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is the energy of the pause that refreshes. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayehaskum acheichem halevim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that we study connecting to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsurolami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoya asher yisabe sham ushavtem elai el nahum v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'al yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael untati wishakam takta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu Bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters of each name using their root vowel out loud. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shi alalahe aka aka heta hezayo alata la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome ba awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu hey he he wa, nu yo hey hey shi ya, yo re ta shi ya hey, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, this 26th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Shaul ben Rabbi Elazar Brach of Kasho, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Moshe Yehuda Leib Lando, Rabbi Ephraim ben Rabbi Ben-Zion Borodiansky, Rabbi Yaakov Landa, Rabbi Yaakov ben Moshe Yehuda Leib Landa, Rabbi David Halevi Siegel, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Elazar Lehner, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's a Zohar on the Parasha of Truma. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it opens up to a page, a landing page of all of the Parashas from the Zohar. Scroll down through the book of Shemot until you find Parashat Truma. When you open up that landing page, scroll to section 6, which is where we will start with Pasuk 34. I have muted your phones, but you were able to unmute them by pressing star 6. So if you like, if somebody would like to ask a question, please feel free to do so. Pasuk 34.
Patach Rabbi Shimon Bereisha Ve'amar Vayichuli Teruma Me'et Kol Ish Asher Yibenu Libo Tichu Et Terumati Vayichuli Haiman Divay Lishtadla B'mitzvah Ulishtadla Beyabakucha Barihu Ichtirich Bila Ishtadal Beyabarekanayo Umagana Ela Ichtirich Leyalvarnash Beishtadla Beyakadka Yeot kifum keleya behaukimna milada bekama atre yeot lemesa barnash chayhu ishtadluta tekut shabarichu kada aishkamadnat Yado Gomer.
The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying that they bring me an offering of every man whose heart prompts him to give. That they bring me points out that if one wishes to undertake a precept and to aspire towards the Holy One, blessed be He, it is necessary that the person not strive in vain and empty-handed, but rather that he makes efforts as befitting and according to his strengths. We have established this in many places, and so it is good for a person to strive after the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Hashem, your Elohim, which he has given you. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. One cannot give what he does not possess, and that is also true regarding spiritual possessions. If your desire is to be closer to the Creator, one must give up on some negative character trait, negative as defined by the spiritual systems. Pasuk 35. Ma'akitiv lechu shivru v'echolo uku shivru bili kesef ublo mechir yayin v'chalav tehayu b'magana v'ayu ishtaluta v'kutcha barichu ela ishtaluta teoraita koman divae zake v'ishtaluta v'kutcha barichu Lamin Dalea Kol Mandivae Zake Beya Bila Agrakilal Aval Ishtaluta Dikud Shabarihu Dikayima Baovada Asir Lenatla Leyal magana ubrekana yayo Begindil azake dechahu ovada Kelal imam amshaka Aleya ruha Tekucha bela beagar amshalin. The translation. And if you ask, is it not written, come, buy and eat, come, buy wine and milk without money and without a price. So we see that it is free, and that is the striving after the Holy One, blessed be He. Because wine and milk means the Torah, which was referred to in this way. He answers, anybody who desires to endeavor for Torah merits it. The striving after the Holy One, blessed be He, is to know Him. For anyone who desires it will merit it without any payment whatsoever. But if the striving after the Holy One, blessed be He, is in the form of an action, it is prohibited to perform that action empty-handed and in vain. Because one will not merit the drawing down of a spirit of holiness unless he pays in full. My commentary. Striving after the Holy One is open to everyone. Succeeding in that striving depends on actions, and that happens when one does it properly, which includes determining with free choice, I don't like this trait I have within me, and I work to delete this trait from my personality, from my character traits. As our sages have taught us, the most important trait is to use Lashon, trait is to not use Lashon Hara, as well as another important trait is hatred for no reason. Chas v'shalom. Pasuk 36. Pesif radechar she'diolif ashmeda lishlomo malka koman divae liishtadla liapira mineya ruach Misava ulach be'ayayo, ruchachara ahuo
la e li ishtad la be ya ba e le mi pe le ya ba gar shalim be ko ma di vun mine ya ben ze er ben ral be gin de ruach mi sa va I hu is da man da tadir be magana uvre kanaya v'yaz devan bila agra v'yanis livne na shalem ishre alayhu umpate lon ledaira im hon bekama betuyin bekama Arhim satilon l'shava v'adioreya imchon. The translation. In the books of sorcery that Asmodeus, the king of the demons, taught King Solomon, it is written that whoever wants to endeavor to remove from himself the impure spirit, and to subdue the other spirit of the other side, must buy in full payment the action in which he wishes to endeavor, and he should give whatever is requested of him, whether a little or a lot. The spirit of impurity is always ready, freely, and for nothing, and is saleable without payment. Because he compels people upon whom he dwells and entices them to dwell with him. He tempts them to make their habitation with him in many ways. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as it is written, yet it begs the question, what are the ways of the other side? Pasuk 37.
Veruach kutshalav haki, ela be'agar shalim, uvishtadluta, rasagi uvitzdachuta, begarmeya uvitzdachuta, kemishkaneya uviruta, delibeya, the nafshaya ulvai tiyakil mirchvat bach leyadishade madoreya imeya viyachtagda viyachach biorach meshar dilasi yiste libina ulismala Be'ilav miyad, istalak mineya, ve'itrechak mineya, ve'layakil mirvach, le'yakadiv kadmeta.
The translation. The spirit of holiness is not this way, but only with full payment and great endeavor, and by purifying himself and purifying his habitation with the desire of his heart and soul. And even then, fortunate is he who merits that he will place its habitation with him. With all this, he must go in the straight path, neither turning right nor left. If he does not, he separates himself immediately and distances himself from him, and he will not again be able to merit it as he did originally. My commentary. Learn the above warning well. Go off the derech. Go off the correct path, and one will be able to go back, yet not as easily as it came at first. Pasuk 38.
dakiti vayifuli terumamet kolish mehahudi kresh titkabar al yitzreya vikomande itkabar al yitzreya ikreish asher yitbenu libo mai asher yitbenu libo ela leitreay beyakut shabarihu kadalecha amar libi tzur livavi betov lev Vaitav libo, kulhu bekucha, perichu ka'amar ufakasher, yidvenu libo, mineyatikhu et haterumati, tehataman ishtaka,
the translation. In reference to this, it is written that they bring me an offering of every man, meaning one called man who has overcome his inclination, for whoever overcomes his inclination is called man, whose heart prompts him. He questions, what does whose art prompts him mean? And he answers, rather that the Holy One, blessed be he, takes pleasure in him. As it is written, of you my heart has said, the strength of my heart, of a merry heart, and his heart was merry. They all refer to the Holy One, blessed be he, meaning the heart of the Holy One, blessed be he, that is, his goodwill. Here also, whose heart prompts him, is the heart of the Holy One, blessed be he. From him shall you take my offering, because there is where the Holy One, blessed be he, is found. For he dwells in him, and in no other place. My commentary. Did you learn? Not every human being is a man. Only one who has overcome his evil inclination. This does mean at all times and places. This is a tzaddik, a man who overcomes his evil inclination for one instance, is called man until he does not overcome his inclination. This is why using the tool binding by striking is so important to learn. This is because when this tool becomes habit, one has reached the level of tzaddik. Pasuk 39.
Nayad enan dehaku chabarichu itre beyam Veshave madoreya Beya kad mechamenan Deruta dehahu barnash Lamir daf ulishtad la Avatreya dekucha berichu Veli beya vuvnavsheya Ubiruteya Vadaitaman Yadinan Isharya Peya Shakinta Kaden Pienan Lemikne Ahu Barnash Ken Bekesef Shalim Beit Habira Pehadeya ulmela Minei Avi Alda Kadmai Hawo Amre Ukne Lecha Chaber Beadar Shashelim Baela Mikne Leabagin Lemiske Bishkinta Adhaka Ba'el Mirda Batar Zaka'a Umikne Leia. The translation. How do we know that the Holy One, blessed be He, wants him and places his dwelling place in him? It is when we see that the desire of the person is to endeavor to pursue the Holy One, blessed be He, with his heart and soul and desire. We are certain then that the Shekhinah dwells there. Then we should pay in full to befriend him and to learn from him. About this the ancients said, and acquire for yourself a friend. You must buy him for a full price in order to merit the Shekhinah that dwells in him. This is how far it is necessary to pursue a righteous man and purchase him. My commentary. This teaching comes from the Pirkei Avot, a section of the Talmud. Its translation is the Path of the Fathers, or the Ethics of the Fathers. Also realize the teaching. In this pasuk as to how to determine if someone is a man. Does that man pursue the Holy One with his heart, with his soul, with his desire? Learn what is the difference between these levels of receiving. Pasuk 40. Of haki hahu zaka abaye lemirdach patar hayava umikne. Leya biagar shalim begindia evad mineya. Ahuzu hama Bait kafya sitra Acharav yavid Benafsheya Beginde yitchashav Aleya keilu Hu bara leya Bedaihu shivacha Deistalak beya Yikara deku chabarihu Yatir mishvacha Achara v'istal kuta Dayatir mikola Maita ma begim deyuhu Karim liach beya Sitra achara Ulistalka yikara dekucha berichu vialda kiti biacharon berabim chashiv meawon upi beriti haitaihu ito. The translation, in the same way the righteous one must pursue the wicked person and purchase him for a full price in order to remove from him that filth, subdue the other side and build him, for it is considered as though he created him. This is a praise with which the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, will be elevated.
more than with any other praise, and this elevation is quite in excess. What is the reason? Because he caused the other side to be subdued and to elevate the honor of the Holy One, blessed be he, as it is written about Aaron, and turned away many from iniquity. And also my covenant was with him. My commentary. Do you think that this pasuk is hinting that one should proselytize? It does not. It means present choice to one connected to the other side and keep shining that light, even though it is rejected over and over, chas v'shalom. At the same time, do not allow yourself to fall to the other side. Pasuk 41. Tachatze kol man di'achid bida t'chayava v'ishtadal be'ya l'mishvakarcha bisha ihu istalak bidlat silukin madila istalak hakibar nashacharagarim Leach beyayo, sidrach haravu begarim, deista lakut shabarichu, bikareyahu begarim, lekaima kol alma, pekiyumeya leila. Utatavi al hai barnashkitiv, periti haita, ihu, ito ha chaim ve ha shalom, vizake le mecheme, benin livno vizake, ve hai alma vizake. Le alma diate comare dina in la yaklin le meidan le ab hai alma uv alma diate al bitresar tare veleat mandim che Be'ayet the al-daketiv gebur baret, yihye zaro dor yesharim, uvorachom va'oser, beveto v'tzidkato, omedet lad, Zara Bachoshech or La Yisharim Wigomer. The translation. Come and see. Everyone who holds the hand of a wicked person and endeavors to help him leave the path of evil is elevated in three elevations, to which another person cannot rise. He causes the subjugation of the other side. He causes the Holy One, blessed be he, to be elevated in his honor. And he causes the world to be preserved, both above and below. About this person it is written, my covenant was with him for life and peace. And he merits to see the children of his children, and gains merit in this world and in the world that is coming. All the accusers will not be able to judge him in this world and in the world that is coming. He enters through the 12 gates that are in the firmament, and there is nothing to prevent him. It is written, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth.
The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light rises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and full of compassion and just. My commentary. Do not read these verses from the Psalms literally, yet read them as the effect that will happen to a person when he brings someone away from the other side through the free choice of that person. This is the end of our section, the end of our class. I'm going to unmute the conference call so that you can ask any questions you may wish to ask. Are there any questions? Tomorrow's class, we have two classes tomorrow, one at 10:30, which will be a class on the half shekel. We will be participating in the half shekel for those who wish to participate, and that will be discussed and described in tomorrow's class. The 3 o'clock class will continue our study of the advanced reincarnation classes. Remember, there are approximately 200 hours of study of advanced reincarnation, and we are only not even up to the first third. So feel free to join us at any time, and whatever you missed can be made up, and we will explain the concepts so that you do not miss anything. Monday morning, remember the 7 a.m. classes are only going to be on Fridays. And also, please remember Thursday night. This coming Thursday night is Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the sages teach us that when Adar comes in, Simcha, joy, increases.
Wow.
Didn't recognize that voice, but I agree with the sentiment. Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.